It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin man, rely on science.
Bob! Orkin is here!
Hi. We have a rodent problem.
Rodents do like to find a comfortable home, and even if you get rid of them once, they're great at finding their way back in.
Mom! Soda!
Especially if there's a good source of food.
And a slice of pizza!
But using the latest research and exclusion techniques, I'll customize a treatment for your home that'll send them packing.
Don't forget the ranch this time!
Were you still talking about rodents?
Orkin. Pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 104.1 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Thank you once again for tuning in to the most delicious hour on radio. We are so excited to be broadcasting at one of our favorite spots in the foothills on this gorgeous, well, little drippy, little cloudy day here in southern Arizona. But come on out and join us now. Happy hour is here. The red carpet has just been rolled out. We're broadcasting live from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. Candace is shaking and stirring behind the bar. We actually have some celebrities in the house. As I cast my gaze around, I see two people who normally aren't in the same room together at the same time for national security purposes. Julie Kluwer from Ludwig Kluwer Accounting Firm and David Cohen from Beach Fleischman. Give it up for two of the finest accountants in the galaxy anywhere. As I said, we're broadcasting live from Commoner & Co. and I am so delighted to have our celebrity co-host on this show in his inaugural appearance. We've got so much to talk about. The new host of the Sports Exchange with Tom Lapidat on ESPN. He is Tom Lapidat. Tom,
oh, thank
how are you?
Thank you. I am well. I am well. Thank you so much.
So excited to have you here. Let us be a disservice to our listeners to not hoist a cocktail.
Let us hoist our cocktails. I have some type of rum concoction.
Tell our listeners what you decided to sip on the hour here.
They got me in a rum grapefruit concoction.
Little Saber House Atlantic. Rum, a pamplemousse liqueur, little orange bitters. I'm doing the tequila thing. I'm drinking a Hut's Delight with tequila, green mango, a little fresh citrus. I think you and I have some cocktails to celebrate the monsoon in style, man.
Absolutely. It was a little drippy on our way in, but things are looking up now.
Right on. Well, things are looking up for you in the Lapidat home.
Things are looking up in the Lapidat house.
You've got a serious, fun new gig taking over the seat that was historically occupied by Zach Clark, a good friend of this show.
Absolutely.
But you're now hosting the Sports Exchange every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 on our sister station, ESPN. How's the gig going?
It's going well. We've done 9 shows. We've been there a couple of weeks. We're finding our rhythm. It's going to be good. It's a learning process. It's a lot of work. I don't know how you guys put together shows every week, finding people to come on the show. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. It's rewarding.
Well, I mean, it's all I can do to put together 1 hour of content every week. You have 3 hours every day.
3 hours of sports talk every single day.
Okay.
Luckily, it's a little bit of a slow time right now. You have baseball. Now we're getting into the All-Star break, which gets even a little slower. Once U of A ramps up with some college football, we get NFL training camp at the end of the month, we'll have a lot more subject matter to go through. But, yeah, 3 hours every day. You get to do a lot of repeating. I find myself saying the same thing over and over again.
Certainly wouldn't be a shortage of content as we get closer into the fall, but I was looking at your background. I know a lot of people across town know you from the food hat that you wear. You actually graduated from Le Cordon Bleu.
I am Le Cordon Bleu. I graduated 2002 from Le Cordon Bleu up in Minnesota. Did my internship in Las Vegas at the Stratosphere at the top of the world. That's the restaurant that rotates once every hour. It's mainly steaks and stuff there. And so, yeah, I've worked in New York City. I worked at the Odeon in Tribeca.
No kidding.
Yeah. I was a maitre d' there. And I would hang out at places like Danube, David Boulay's Danube,
was
right around the corner. Montrachet was in the neighborhood. I got to know some people there as well. So one of the guys who my celebrity run-in would be Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Philippe.
Jean-Philippe. And now he's back in Belgium doing some TV work. But he was, of course, on Seven Seasons of Hell's Kitchen.
Yes.
He was a sommelier and maitre d' at Danube. And so those guys would all come over, and I would feed them free Hefeweizen at the Odeon. And then I would get to go over to the Danube, and I would, and this is 1999-2000, I would get like $13 glasses of Austrian wine, and you'd get it all comped. There'd be nothing at the end of the day. We just basically exchanged tip money day after day. So
what did you learn during culinary school that you wish you had known on day one? I mean, because this is, I understand culinary school is no walk in the park. I mean, it is a boot camp in the culinary arts. What's the one thing that you wish you had known when you began your matriculation that you know now as an alum?
Man, that's a tough question. They give you this base education is what they give you. You are not coming out of Le Cordon Bleu or CIA ready to run a restaurant,
right,
for the most part, unless you've had experience in these restaurants. Most of what you do, and I guess that would be it, most of what you learn is on-the-job training.
Right.
Is you learn in the trenches, day-to-day operations. And that's what you need to know if you're looking to go into the culinary field. That education is great. It's a base education. They do give you a lot of knowledge. They throw it at you pretty quick, but most of the stuff you learn is in the trenches.
And what was your passion during school, and then how did it manifest after you graduated? I mean, what's your lane when it comes to food?
Barbecue.
Oh, that's why I love you so much.
That's why we are kindred spirits. That's why I broke out of the studio. For those of you who don't know, I was the one in the studio pressing the buttons for On the Menu Live for weeks and weeks, and I finally broke out and now get to be on site with you.
Because he says, I can't take it anymore. I have to hear you eat and drink.
Every week I sit and listen to you hoisting libations. I hear the moans and the groans and the love of what's going on from Mike Rapp or whoever you have on as a guest host, and they just rub it in on a weekly basis, and I'd had enough.
So redemption is yours.
Yes.
So I was going to ask you where the intersection is between your food, your love of food, and your love of sports. There's got to be a kind of a sweet spot that brings together both sports and food. Where is that on your day-to-day calendar?
I would think it would be in like a sports nutrition thing.
All right.
Whereas you could, healthy eating.
Yes.
A lot of people don't do that now.
Yes.
You drive by so many fast food restaurants, and athletes, they watch what they put in the body.
I think they have to.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm married to a personal trainer here for 27 years. I don't know. We don't. When was the last time we went to a fast food restaurant? I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
Quick service, fine. I understand there's some great, artisanal sandwich shops, but the fast food thing is not really my thing. But yes, sports nutrition, it's athletics. You need to fuel the body, and that's what is bridging together your passions on both sides of the field.
Absolutely.
What about your teams? I mean, you can't host a sports show every day for 3 hours and not have your loyalty to an NHL team, an NBA team,
we're getting into the
spectrum.
We are getting into the NFL season.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan.
All right, not bad.
Although I've never been to Baltimore,
okay,
and I've driven through Indianapolis. But for some reason, I latched onto the Colts at a very young age.
Okay, all right. Well, if you were going to say some of the teams that we just do not talk about on the show, I was about ready to rip off the headset and send you on your merry way.
I was going to have the shortest guest hosting position ever in the history of On the Menu Live.
We want everybody to listen to Tom Lapidat. He is the host of the Sports Exchange with Tom Lapidat every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. on our sister station, ESPN Tucson, 1490 a.m. and 104.9 FM. You can hear all about what makes Tom tick every day. I know food and beverage are among the things that make you tick, and I'm so excited, Tom, that you're hanging out with us today because we're going to be doing a lot of ticking.
I'm not as excited as I am.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of valued sponsors, and when we come back, the second annual Main Gate Square Culinary Challenge is right on the other side of next week, and Jane McCollum from Main Gate Square herself is going to be with us on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour. Where? At Commoner & Co. Of course, on the southeast corner of Sunrise & Kolb. A lot of shaking and stirring behind the bar. You need to come over here and get your Jamie Rice moment, because Jamie Rice from Cisco Foods and 520 Eats is sitting up at the bar looking awfully lonely. Come on by and get a selfie with Jamie while you still can, while they're still for free. Anyway, back here with my celebrity co-host from the Sports Exchange on ESPN, Tom Lapidat.
Thank you.
Down a couple of summer cocktails with great
much
enthusiasm.
Much needed. Yeah, I pace myself. It's an hour show.
That's right. We need to get a two-hour show. And as I mentioned right before the commercial break, the second annual Main Gate Square Culinary Challenge is on the schedule for next Saturday. These are some of the hardest working and most celebrated chefs in all the galaxy, and they are lucky enough to call Main Gate Square home, because I think that is at the center of the deliciousness, whether that's on the culinary, the cocktail, or on the craft beer side. And there's a lady who gets to go to work every day, and she calls it work, but she gets to hang out on Main Gate Square every day. Her name's Jane McCollum. Jane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, you have to ask me how I am, Jane. I mean,
I'm not there because...
Jane, I was hoping you were going to be here.
Well, I was told to call in.
Oh. All right, well, we will have a cocktail for you in your absentia, which twist our arm. But anyway, we had so much fun last year at the first annual Main Gate Square Culinary Challenge. I was blown away by the turnout because, you know, what first-time events, you just never know. And you know, you had to move to a bigger venue because the crowds were this was just such a great idea, so much fun in the summer, and you guys are going to be doing it again on the 21st of July, right?
We are going to do it on the 21st, and we were certainly pleasantly surprised and a little overwhelmed by the number of people that came out, but we're expecting a similar crowd again this year. We put tickets on Eventbrite. They're free, but we wanted to make sure that the merchants were aware of how many people they'd be serving, and so
right.
I think it'll be helpful to them this year to have those
okay.
numbers.
So it's happening, and you had me at free, and then I see that you're promoting free samples. So we're going to get to that in a minute, but the event is, again, on July the 21st. Are you going to be doing it at the Marriott again this year?
We are. It is the location that will hold that number of people and do it efficiently and in a great way, as the Marriott always does.
Yeah, absolutely. At what time are things getting underway?
7 o'clock. I would suggest getting there a little bit before, just to get your wristband, because everybody will be needed to be wristbanded so that the bar doesn't have to do that. If they're going to be consuming alcohol. And it goes until 10 p.m.
Okay, so it starts at, you said, at 7 o'clock?
Yes, it does.
Goes to 10. Okay, so give our listeners kind of a sense of how this all works. So you have convened some of my favorite folks in all of the culinary world who are lucky enough to call Main Gate Square home professionally. You've convened them, and they are actually going to go to battle against one another for bragging rights, both on a People's Choice and a Judge's Choice level this year?
Correct. There are, I think, about 6 or 7 restaurant owners that are competing for that coveted title of judge's choice. And we have a great host of judges this year. I guess we had to have more because you're not going to be there, Matt, because we have, I don't know, 6 or 7 for this event. And then there are also People's Choice for the over 20 restaurants and cafes that will be serving up either beverages or food that night.
And do the chefs, are there any rules in terms of the kind of ingredients that they have to work with, or, you know, the size of the dish, or you're basically saying, look, you're going to be feeding a lot of people, be smart about it, but outside of that, it's a blank canvas, have fun.
It's a blank canvas, have fun. And they did last year, and so I'm expecting even more from them this year because they know what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, and I was, as you said, I was a judge at last year's event, and I was, I was just so overwhelmed by the level of creativity and the intention and the time that these chefs put into their dishes. Because what I love about Main Gate Square is you've got so many different kinds of restaurants and food styles and such. So you're not going to be having, you know, two of the same thing. You're going to be experiencing a whole range of flavors. And that was a very difficult assignment to have, Jane. I've judged chef competitions all over the country. This was a tough one because these folks were just completely on point.
They were, and the dishes they presented to you were beautiful, and they were large.
Yeah, you're telling me. No, you're telling me. So now who is returning this year to defend their champion? I can't remember won
Kathy
last
Luce
year.
Kathy Luce is going to defend the beverage championship. And our People's Choice Award winner had to retire his restaurant this year. So he will be there as a judge. And that's
great.
We wanted to have Greg Hunt from Mutt's Restaurant. So Whoops will be back defending her People's Choice Award, as will, let's see, there's somebody else. I can't remember. And it's not here. I can't.
And I remember what Mutz made last year. Now that you're bringing it back to me, he did it was a bratwurst burger. So he literally made a burger, a patty out of bratwurst. It was life changing. And of course you think, okay, great restaurants all over the country. What, the guy that takes home the award, you know, runs a hot dog place.
Yeah.
Mutz Hot Dogs. And I thought that's exactly the kind of thing, people completely pushing their edge to walk away the victor. And
you never know where that creativity is going to come from.
So much
fun.
Well,
and I want to tell you, it was a surprise to many people that was who the judges chose, just because of the level of creativity of everyone who was there. I think that idea that it has to be beautiful food
yes.
that we see in a restaurant doesn't necessarily translate to what comes into your mouth. So
yeah, exactly. And beautiful food, we had it in surround sound last year, and it's going to be bigger and better and bolder and badder this year. It's the second annual Main Gate Square Culinary Challenge. It's happening at 7 p.m. on Saturday, July the 21st. Get there early because you got to be banded. Jane says
I'll be there at noon.
She's going to. Yeah, Thomas will be there having a cocktail or two. Before he gets banded. But anyway, this is a free event, fellow foodies. You will not be charged a penny to attend. But you have to have a ticket. And Jane, remind our listeners again how they can do that all in advance.
On MainGateSquare.com's website, or go to Facebook and look for the Culinary Challenge link. It's up there all the time. And then don't forget that Instagram next week, you may win a chance at the judges' table. If you want to keep an eye out on our Instagram.
Oh, maybe I have to cancel my vacation.
Oh, man. I'm clearing the books. I'm clearing the schedule right now.
Anyway, she is the Grand Marshal of the Main Gate Square Parade every single day of her life. She's Jane McCollum from Main Gate Square. Jane, sorry I'm not able to see you next Saturday. Our listeners will be there in big numbers, and may the best chef win.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great time. And, Tom, I look forward to working with you.
Absolutely, Jane. Thank you. If you didn't remember, I did karaoke out in front of Reds for Bear Down Fridays.
But now you're even a bigger and better part of Bear Down Fridays.
I absolutely look forward to it. I'm very excited.
I dig it. All right, Jane, thank you so much for everything you do.
We
are going to take another quick commercial break, and thanks to our sponsors. And when we come back, she's back. The general manager and the lady that makes the world go round here at Commoner & Co., Kim Kaiser, is with us on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But there's so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You are listening to On the Menu Live. It is the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And when you're thinking about hot culinary and cocktail experiences, of course, you just naturally go to Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. We are libating beautifully with our celebrity co-host from ESPN Tucson, the Sports Exchange, with Tom Lapidat.
Thank you.
Having a great time. Just so much fun hanging out with you.
This is awesome.
I mean, this is what, you know, what are you doing next Saturday?
I'll be at the Main Gate Square Challenge.
And I'll be somewhere else at an undisclosed location.
Yes.
talking about for national security purposes. What Nancy and I always do, our commoner story always begins at the bar because, you know, you've got very hardworking, aerobically working, shaking and stirring going on behind the bar at Commoner & Co. The cocktail starts the conversation, and here talking a little bit about what the season looks like. In the center of the glass is a woman who needs no introduction to our audience, but I'm going to do it anyway because she's so much darn fun. General Manager Kim Kaiser is here. Kim, what's going on, girlfriend?
Not a whole lot, Matt. Thanks for having me back again.
So excited to have you here, and I'm like surrounded by color and craft. There's like a it's like a kaleidoscope of cocktails here.
There's a rainbow of fruit flavors here on this table.
Seriously. We began the show with this... it's called the Hut's Delight, a great kind of fascinating blend of tequila, green mango, fresh citrus, a gorgeous cocktail, and you're really celebrating the anchor of that agave. Mm-hmm. First thing I did when I took a sip, because it's bright green, I'm thinking, uh-oh, where's this going to go? You're not holding back on that agave,
you know,
sister.
You know us, Matt. We go booze forward. It may look like it's going to be full of sugar and sweet, but... we'll counter it out with a lot of booze.
Oh, yeah, I can tell mine's got rum in it. There's no doubt about that.
There's no question.
No.
Rum in a glass. Exactly. Anyway, so summer is here. I got to tell you,
here.
I love Tucson in the summer. I really do. Of course, you know, you get out every now and then from time to time, but you guys make summer worth sticking around for.
Absolutely.
And cocktails are at the center of that promise. What are you thinking of cocktail-wise when it's 115 degrees outside?
I always build the cocktail menus based on the weather. If it's cold outside, what do I want to be drinking? If it's hot outside, what do I want to be drinking? It's been 100 degrees, 80% humidity.
Right.
I want frosé.
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 So, like, slushies, alcoholic slushy drinks always got a bad rap because there were no booze in them. It was just icy sugar, but they're making a huge comeback. I've seen it at a lot of, you know, higher-end restaurants out in L.A., New York. We kind of played around with a couple different recipes. I did a grapefruit and thyme frosé, and then I did a strawberry frosé.
Okay, so this
and
is
it's
like...
just like the perfect thing to just down multiple cocktails. It's muggy outside.
Well,
you
also
need something cold.
Yeah, it also is important that what goes in it. It's not
exactly
that syrupy, sugary stuff that you're going to find on
exactly
on the shelf at
exactly
the store. It's going to be these fresh ingredients. It's going
exactly
to be a nice balance.
So
you're gonna,
I didn't
you're
do
strike
we didn't
that
do any like simple syrup or
yeah
syrup sugars, anything. We just used the natural fruit, froze some frozen froze ice cubes and blended
that's
her
what
on
makes
up
the difference.
Adult slushies, you called it muggy. It's muggy mixology.
Exactly.
Now, I do see a sprig of thyme that is
exactly
that is standing erect outside of the of this cocktail. Is this the grapefruit?
Yes.
Frosé?
That's the grapefruit thyme.
Okay, a
I
grapefruit
think that one's
thyme
my favorite because I think the bitter of the grapefruit and the herbiness kind of cancels out some of the sugar in the
yeah
in
you're
the
looking
rosé
for that balance. You're
mm-hmm
you don't want it to be overly sweet and it's but you don't want it to be herbaceous.
Yeah, it's just absolutely gorgeous. The balance on
mm-hmm
that is right on point. Now it's not like this like a slurpy consistency.
Exactly.
There's a slush factor to it. You know, and look, John Brown Ice walks in the place,
uh-huh,
and everybody just sort of they rise to attention because John is here anyway. John,
exactly,
one of our favorite Irish whiskey enthusiasts. But
exactly
I digress. This
gotta
is
have
great
that Jameson.
You talk about you could seriously do kind of kick back and have three or four of these, and just say I love summer in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
I love the
makes
herbal
that mugginess kind of not so bad.
Yeah, that herbal, that fresh herb coming right out of that right out of that slushy. So what else do we got going on here on the cocktail
okay
side?
So my other two favorites for the summer program, the first one is the Broken Circle. It's a little bourbon, Carpano Antica, Montenegro Amaro with a splash of a spray of a lavender tincture on top. So this one is just straight booze.
Excuse me, can I have another spray of lavender tincture,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, so it's straight booze. The lavender tincture adds a nice, like, floral component.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a long time people were afraid of, you know, anything floral because it was going to be too soapy because it wasn't balanced or, you know, it was Saint Germain and it was too syrupy.
Right,
so that's
right
why we kind of soaked the lavender with Everclear. So it's just a little tincture spray on top.
They're not messing around, Tom.
Yeah.
That's not going halfway. They're not going halfway here, Commoner.
I tell you what, you can that lavender really kind of shines
uh-huh
in the back there. But you don't think bourbon, you know,
right
in the summertime, you know, you think bourbon,
good
big, bold, high-proof spirit. You think, okay, maybe wintertime. This is a beautiful, refreshing cocktail, and
for
you're
summer
getting that booze-forward experience.
That was going to be my thing, too. It's a brown liquor in the middle of summer, but yet it's so refreshing, and it's so
exactly
nice that lavender just cuts that and pulls out
just
such a nice fruitiness.
Well, we got to take a quick news break. Thanks for sponsors. Don't you dare go away. We got some more news to catch up with you, but we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com. Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I am so excited to announce the next in our series of global culinary and cocktail adventures, and you're invited! In October of 2019, we'll be heading to the Amalfi Coast and the Greek Isles on The Edge, Celebrity Cruise's newest ship, with nearly 30 unique restaurants and bars on board. We'll set sail from Rome, hitting some of the regions of the world known for their Epicurean excellence, including Sicily and Naples, Athens and Olympia, and a host of other delicious destinations on this 11-night adventure. We'll also enjoy exclusive excursions that have been meticulously created just for our group by our partners at Bon Voyage Travel, including a day of food and wine on the island of Malta, as well as a private tour and tasting at an ouzo distillery in Greece. We'll get a behind-the-scenes look at how their national spirit is made before we head to some local olive groves to immerse ourselves in premium olive oil. And we've added some exciting events on board as well, from our wine tasting kickoff to a private world mixology session. Let the countdown commence for the food and beverage trip of a lifetime and reserve your cabin while it's still available. Go to onthemenulive.com and click on the cruise link to learn more. That's onthemenulive.com and click on the cruise link. Bon voyage!
Live, it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. We are in the middle of a happy hour, wherever happy hour is, Tom Lapidat follows from ESPN Tucson.
As long as it's 3 to 6 Monday through Friday,
nice
happy hour is always there.
I tell you, that's exactly right. This show would not be possible were it not for the support of our sponsors. Please get to know them, thank them, spend your money with them. Ambiance Pool Service, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry Cigars, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, and Russell Public Communications. Round of applause for all of our sponsors. And as the commercial just reminded you, we're going to be taking off for the Amalfi Coast and the Greek Isles in October of 2019.
We're going to be,
I've got to tell you, this is going to be so much fun. We announced it just last week. We've already booked like 9 or 10 cabins just in the last few days.
Wow.
Yeah, people are really getting this on their calendar. The entire ship will sell out probably by January, so you need to get on this cruise. Go to onthemenulive.com. Click on the cruise link. All the information is going to be there for you, and we'll be looking for you and your lovely wife to join.
I was told all the guest hosts of On the Menu Live are guests on the Amalfi Coast cruise.
That's right, right.
I was told that too.
Yep. I was told, yeah, booking this gig for me would mean be an Ocean View cabin.
We're going to bring on our next guest. The internet blew up. When this community found out that the new corporate chef here with the Aries Culinary Creative Concept Group, I lost count how many shares. This guy's got a lot of friends. He's got a lot of fans. And in his inaugural debut on the Menu Live, put your hands together for Chef Kyle Nottingham. Chef, what's going on, man?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
I'm in your house, dude, and I am happy.
Yeah, happy. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. We've got an awesome crew here, really good food. You know, the neighborhood's just been phenomenal so far. So I'm excited to be here, excited to be, you know, on the same team as Nate now. I can't wait for the future.
Now, you've made him blush. Nathan Aries doesn't blush much, you call him out. He's going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show, talking about things from his perspective, high atop the principal perch of Commoner & Co. and Prep & Pastry. But I got to say congratulations. I mean, I've been following your culinary career for a while, and when I heard that you have ascended to the pinnacle of your story here at Commoner & Co. and Prep & Pastry, in my mind, it all just made sense because it's like this total rhythm chemistry between what you do and what you love and what Commoner and Prep and Pastry stand for. That just made total sense.
100%. And it made sense for me, too. You know, I wanted to come back and, you know, be in the community now and serve the local Tucsonans here and just kind of, you know, see familiar faces and, you know, have my family come in and, you know, have my friends and the people who've supported me along my journey can come and taste my food now. And it's really exciting. And, you know, I can't wait. It's been a lot of fun.
This guy's the real deal, Kim.
This guy. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. He's just so, you know, just telling an honest story about honest food
yeah.
and an honest life.
and the intersection of all of those. Where did your journey begin? I mean, can we talk a little bit about what brought Tom Lapidat to Le Cordon Bleu Culinary School?
There we go.
School. Where did your love of food begin?
It really began in Key West, Florida. My mom shipped me out to Florida, Key West, to work with my uncle. He was an executive chef at a seafood kind of bar and grill there. So he sent off all of his line staff, and it was just me and him cooking every day for a month straight. And after that, I was like, man, this is what I want to do.
Speaking of places I wouldn't want to leave.
Yeah, right? We drove Vespa scooters to work every day to the breadsmith there and picked up bread and went to work and just got hammered every single day. And it's like I fell in love with it right then.
What a coincidence, because Tom Lapidat gets hammered every time.
Yeah, right?
No, it is that divine rush. It is that,
yeah,
that thrill of those tickets pouring in, and we got to make great food, and we got to do it on a consistent basis.
Oh, yeah.
And I liked how you mentioned your crew here, because that's where the strength comes in.
I mean, I can't be sitting down here chatting with you guys if I didn't have a phenomenal crew and I don't have to worry about, you know, food coming out or looking great or them needing to do what they need to do. So, you know, cheers to them because they do an awesome job.
So, Kim Kaiser, when you brought this guy on, you know, the team here, when you and BMO and Nathan in the group, I mean, what you could have gone anywhere. What was it about Kyle Nottingham that was just so right, so perfect, so true for the story that your food tells at all of your concepts?
Have you guys seen his Instagram page? His food is beautiful.
Let's give him some
and
followers right now.
Yeah.
Too.
What's your Instagram?
It's at NotCooks, NotCooks.
NotCooks. So do what Kim tells you to do. Go to NotCooks on Instagram and just feast on the glorious imagery that is Kyle Nottingham. And I would imagine that your back of the house has welcomed him warmly into your exhibition kitchen.
Absolutely.
So much fun.
I'm his newest follower.
That took you that long.
Yep.
So when people want to know about Kyle Nottingham from a culinary point of view, you know, look, we in the culinary arts, we talk about point of view. We talk about what your lane is.
Yeah.
And I asked Tom Lapidat what his lane is. He's a barbecue guy.
I'm a barbecue
guy. Right at the center of the experience. But how would you define, you know, what when you are in the spirit, when you are doing what you love to do, what are the flavors? What are the techniques? What are the fragrances? What does that experience look like?
Yeah, I always go back to cooking food that I would enjoy. You know, so whenever I design a dish, you know, I always look for inspiration from, you know, what's growing and what's at peak season right now. But really just comes back to, you know, what I'd like to eat, you know, and hopefully other people will enjoy the same. But, you know, I mean, if I'm excited about it and if I put out a dish with, like, I would crush this dish, you know, like, that's what gets me excited. And I think other people relate to that. And that's why I think people have liked it so far.
So what are the things that you enjoy doing most in the kitchen? I mean, from preparation to technique. I mean, some people say that they love the meditative qualities of the simple, you know, act of like dicing vegetables.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's very meditative. Really, I like just, you know, conducting a service. You know, I think that's where one of my strong suits is just really holding on a service, you know, conducting my line, you know, controlling the flow of tickets and the, you know, the final touches on plates. Like, I love seeing all of that, and I think that's one of my biggest strong suits for sure.
It's all about that rhythm. It's
yeah, definitely. Rhythm. I mean, if I can't hold it down, like, my kitchen can't hold it down, and it kind of, you know, bleeds from the top. So I really have to be, you know, the even kill kind of, you know, mild-mannered, you know, guy that's kind of conducting the whole thing.
So even kill, mild-mannered, you dropped the new summer menu a few days ago, and this place has been jammed
it's been busy.
Every single night.
For
I mean,
sure.
How do you keep that mild-mannered attitude when you've got, you know, an entire restaurant bursting apart at the seams?
It's a craft. It's an art, for sure. but it's something I had to get good at. You know, it doesn't come naturally. You have to spend a lot of time in kitchens and a lot of time in different settings and backgrounds and in line staff and dealing with different personalities and, you know, attitudes. It's all of that kind of, you know, piling into one moment, which I just can't get enough of.
It's like being an NBA coach. You're managing all these.
I'm a little Phil Jackson, you know. I got a little Phil Jackson in me, you know, for sure.
It's a little Spoelstra. It's managing LeBron James and the people around him and getting the best out of this team every single day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's almost
definitely.
Like, the, you know, you talked about being that center of of, you know, that mild-mannered attitude, but it's almost like the whole, you know, with the Christmas lights, you know, one light goes out, they all go out. So
yeah.
You got to be like, you. There is no time, room, or margin for you to be off your game, especially on a Saturday night here at Commoner.
Definitely. I mean, with a new summer drop, too, I mean, every play's got to be perfect. You know, we're really setting the tone for who we want to be here at Commoner & Co., you know, what Aries Collective is going to look like in the future. So a lot of this is reflective of what's happening now. People are going to turn to this and say, like, wow, these guys are, you're bringing their A-game.
We're going to be talking about your food here in just a couple of minutes, but get us caught up now. Where were you most recently before you decided that you needed to spend the rest of your life with Nathan Aries and team? Where were you? Were at Mirabel, right?
I was at Mirabel. Yeah, so I spent a couple of years there, fresh off the boat, as we would say, from Massachusetts. So I lived in the Berkshires and Western Mass for a little bit. Did a ton of farm-to-table cooking and just really saw where food came from. You know, I think that was one of the biggest points of my life of, as a chef, you know, going to see where food comes from and meeting the farmers and going picking food. So, you know, I wanted to come home and kind of dig around in my own backyard.
Right on.
And I landed at Mirabel. One of my mentors who I've worked for, you know, for a long time, Brandon Cathy, he was the executive chef there. And, you know, he's like my family. So,
yeah. You
know, he took me in as a sous chef. You know, so we went to bat together. We did incredible things there. And I just kind of worked my way up to executive chef.
That's awesome. I didn't know the Brandon story. You know, Brandon's been on the show many times, and I love that guy. He's like a brother to me. Sounds like he occupies that same role in your life
definitely.
As well.
Definitely. I worked with him at the Flying V. I had a sous position under him at the Flying V.
Right.
So me and him kind of started there. I moved away and then came back and, you know, kind of realigned with him. And we just have a great chemistry. I look up to him a lot. Same as Ken Harvey, too. He's played a significant role in my
they're
culinary
all like
career,
family
for
to me.
Sure.
Yeah,
so.
You're throwing out the right names.
Yeah, I don't mean a name drop, but
no,
I mean, these guys are just like, they're who I look to, and, you know, they're who I want to make proud, you know?
You got to work for three good chefs before you can really be. At the top of your game is kind of the number that I've looked at in my years.
And you've nailed them all.
Yeah.
You've cooked for worldwide celebrities. I mean, you have prepared food.
Yeah, I've done food and wine events in New York City. I've cooked for huge celebrities, you know, at Mirabel. So cooking under pressure, you know, I love it. It's fun for me. You know, I don't get those nerves anymore. It's just kind of what I do. But I've found my comfort zone in high-pressure situations.
We're going to be talking about rustic cuisine here in a minute, but what's the biggest shift going from Mirabel from a culinary experience when you're all about life and balance? And
yeah,
all about
I can use a little bit of butter right now. A little bit of butter. You know, a little bit of duck fat goes a long way.
A
you know,
a little bit
yeah,
of
I get some
a
toys
butter,
back in my repertoire. So, no, it's been all good. So,
someone
I've been really
remind,
happy.
Someone had to remind Kyle where butter was in the supermarket.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Those
where is that in the cooler? Where's that in the region?
Right?
Where's that butter at?
Get Jamie Rice on the phone. We need more butter.
Yeah,
but anyway, rustic American cuisine.
Yeah.
I love that kind of that pledge because I think we all kind of have these memories of what rustic was to us,
right.
You know, growing up. But
right.
When you're thinking about the pledge and the promise and really the purity of what rustic is, how would you describe that to our listeners?
I mean, I kind of feel like it's just food that takes us back to a place where we can remember just a memory. You know, we can go back in our life and be like, wow, I kind of remember this moment. And this kind of reminds me of that moment. You know, I think that's a pivotal part in dining and the dining experience is, you know, kind of taking people back to that place. And that's kind of what we aim to do here. You know, nothing too sophisticated or, you know, pretentious or, you know, something that people aren't really familiar with. You know, we want people to be familiar with it and be excited about it, you know, and have a great bite to eat.
You know, Kim, he's absolutely right. When we think about the best memories of our childhood, the best memories of our younger years, I mean, at least for me, all of my best memories all were around or associated with food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, food was the part of the story that we all lived and that we all told. And to have this commitment to quality and to the culinary arts to say, look, our food should be a part of the story that we continue to live every day.
Absolutely.
And the cocktails as well.
Exactly.
Cocktails don't
Full
hurt.
Package.
Before we dig in here, there was another cocktail that you brought over for us that we want to call out. Again, fresh on the summer cocktail menu. What did we miss?
The last one of my favorites is the Farewell to This. It's got Gin, Creme de Violette, Hangar One, Rosé Vodka, because I like to sneak rosé everywhere in on the summer menu with a little splash of cranberry.
It's her hidden ball trick.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay, so, and what's the liquor base in
gin.
That one? Gin. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't you love the fact that gin is in again? you know, for far too long, gender sort of disappeared from the libation lexicon, mm-hmm. and we have there's been a renaissance in the beautiful botanicals mm-hmm. that gin can be, and to find out how you can play with different flavors.
It's cool again.
It really is totally cool again. And I got to say, as long as we're talking about gin, let's also give a shout out to St. George. You know, our one of our favorite distilleries in the entire
Absolutely.
World. They put out some amazing gin.
Absolutely.
As well. Come on here and try some of Kim's cocktails, because she's not going away. As a matter of fact, I don't think you ever leave.
No.
Nate's got a cot there back for you in the back.
Exactly.
Is that how it works?
Exactly.
Anyway, we're talking to Chef Kyle Nottingham. He is now the executive chef overseeing all of the culinary operations at Commoner & Co. and at Prep & Pastry. Again, we're going to be talking to Nathan Aries a little bit later on the show about what's happening at Prep. New menu drop there as well. And I just love the fact that both Prep and Pastry and Commoner & Co. are kind of they're similar in that style for what they want, for what these restaurants think food should be and what role they think they should be in your life.
Right.
So
Definitely.
Much fun. Rustic American Cuisine, new summer menu dropped just days ago. Place hasn't been the same since. You brought out some things for us to try.
Yeah, definitely.
Where should we go first?
Let's start with the mac and cheese. yeah, this is one of my favorites.
Mac and cheese were you kicking out at Miraval?
A total of zero mac and cheese went down there.
It is, in fact, National Mac and Cheese Day.
There we go.
Today. When is it not? Are you kidding?
There we go. Hey, let's get all right.
National
I like
Mac
it.
And Cheese Day.
I hope you're sufficiently staffed with mac and cheese for the duration
totally,
of the evening.
Definitely.
That station's going to get busy today.
This does not look, it doesn't resemble, it right? doesn't, I mean, this is doing things in my mind that I didn't think mac and cheese does.
Exactly. That's exactly what we wanted to do.
Talk a little bit about this day.
So this is a chorizo mac and cheese. So we're kind of just paying homage to, like, Tucson, and it's, you know, kind of like spicy southwestern flavors a little bit, but not too, like, you know, no pun intended, but cheesy southwest. You know, we don't want to do that. We just want to give it, you know, fun flavors. So there's some Arizona chorizo in there, locally made. And then we have a house-made mac as well. Five cheese bechamel, a little bit of fried onions, a little parmesan, and then I did a chili crouton on there as well. A little
of
bit of breadcrumb.
Oh, yeah. just a chili crouton. Yeah, just, says Kyle Nottingham.
Yeah, it's just that little twist. That's
so,
gonna give it.
Yeah, it's big, it's bright, it's bold, it's a little spicy, it's
but it's not
comfort,
over, it's
right?
not overpowering spicy, it just catches you right in the back of the throat a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit. Yeah,
but it
yeah.
doesn't overwhelm the dish.
Exactly. It's just a little kiss
yeah.
of heat.
Yeah.
And the mac, the pasta itself, you pulled it at just the right time.
It's got some chew
it's
to it, which I
chew.
Love. Yeah,
you
definitely.
You don't want soup. Mac and
no,
cheese is not,
not
supposed
at
to be soup.
Not at all. So we make all of our pastas in-house. And I'm really proud of this. You know, homemade mac and cheese can't get any
Beautiful.
Better to me.
We're
going to
talk about these a couple of these other dishes on the other side of this break, but the time
yep.
has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a Commoner & Co. gift card for our trivia question. Have you guys thought about something fun to ask our listeners today?
Yeah, I got a good one.
Lay it on us.
All right, so at Commoner & Co., what happens here every Tuesday night?
Okay.
Ooh,
something happens
one.
Every Great. Tuesday night. What is it?
Okay, so something happens only once a week
Only
here
once a week.
At Commoner & Co.,
yep.
and it's every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Something happens every Tuesday that doesn't happen on Wednesday.
No, sir.
Doesn't happen on Thursday.
You won't
it's
get it.
It's only on Tuesday.
Yep.
And we want to know what in the world Kyle is talking about.
Yep.
If you think you know the answer or even want to try onthemenulive@gmail.com, we're going to take a drawing of all the correct answers and give a Commoner & Co. gift card to the winner. Anyway, don't you guys go away. We got much to talk about. On the other side of this break, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1. Take you Stick around.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree.
pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
On the Menu Live, we are having more fun than humans should be allowed to have because, duh, we're at Commoner & Co. Sunrise and Kolb. Happy hour ends in just about 6 minutes, but dinner is right before you, as is Kyle Nottingham, who has talked about this great chorizo mac and cheese, redefining the macaroni and cheese experience. Quickly give us a sense of what else he brought out for us to try.
All right, so we have a seared rainbow trout over a nice couscous and mushroom,
beautiful,
kind of Bermonti, you know, nice little couscous on there. On top, there's a blistered grape and herb salad. A little bit of Kalamata olives, too. So like, really just fresh, nice, you know, kind of cleans the palate a little bit, but...
It's finding that balance again.
Right. And when you, the way you folded sort of that filet, so it's stuffed.
Yeah.
So you've got
yeah.
that, you know, and it's skin on.
Yeah, skin on.
Don't
put some lemons in there.
Don't take
the
skin off the protein.
No, not at all.
You would never think about doing it. My wife takes skin off of everything. She takes the skin off of chicken wings. She'll take an egg roll. She'll scoop out the cabbage. Eat the skin, for crying out loud.
Yeah, definitely eat the skin.
This is a gorgeous dish. Beautiful, bright.
Yeah, bright,
light,
nice,
for the
simple
summer.
Flavors. Definitely, definitely.
What in the world we got?
So we have a braised chicken fettuccine on here, topped with a little olive and caper tapenade.
Oh,
there's Calabrian chilies, roasted tomatoes, capers in there. So you're going to get a little bit of that warm heat again, but really nice, you know, kind of just like warm feeling. Good flavors for sure. Some briny, you know, olives, you know, nice little Calabrian chili kind of thing going on.
Boy, that is just summer.
Yeah,
you know, these
yeah,
are the
for
kinds
sure.
of things. Summer just it really invites a whole other conversation about the flavor profiles.
Sure.
You can and you can bring a little bit of heat, but I love that brine that's coming through.
Yeah.
You say there's capers.
Yeah, capers in there. Yeah, little olives, capers, lemon. Again, with the herbs, you know, we were trying to do a lot of fresh herbs and bright kind of flavors.
Yeah, you're looking for fresh. You're looking for bright. You're looking for a little vinegar to
cut
it. Acid
that.
To cut it, right.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, and we want to do that with pastas, too. We don't want to wait them to weigh you down, you know. We want to keep it nice and light.
So now I see what all the fuss has been about, what all the noise, what all the buzz has been about. Yeah. Kyle Nottingham is in the house.
All these people are in here tonight.
Foodies. Yeah,
right?
Where did everybody come from? My goodness. But anyway, I'll tell you, I'll tell you where they came from. They came from the very large community following of our next guest. I had the chance to meet Nathan Aries several years ago, and he began to tell me his story about where he thought food should be in the lexicon of life's best experiences. And here he is. He hasn't looked back since. Big Daddy himself, Nathan Aries, is here. What's going on, man?
How's it going, man?
Congratulations on bringing Kyle to the team. I mean, this is like serious stuff, man.
I don't know if I can tell him now that I actually told you before I even, like, you know, anyone knew.
I'm the best.
So, sorry.
Matt Russell's on your headhunting team?
Yeah,
he had an interview with me.
He knows all the inside scoops up here at Commoner & Co.
That's right. I keep really good secrets.
Yeah.
But anyway, so excited for you. So excited for this new summer menu.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had a taste of three solid dishes that are really kind of summer at the center of the plate, each in its own kind of fresh and fun way.
It's
glorious.
I mean, come on now. This is by far the best menu up here. You know, you don't see me in the kitchen anymore, so I know everyone loves that.
Hey, look, Nate's working the line, everybody.
It's sometimes you got to, admit when someone's way, way better than you in a certain area. So
what leadership is all about.
I.e.,
plus you got a
Kim
kid,
and Kyle.
Right? I mean, you got a kid. You got to be, you know, your family.
I do have a kid now. Yeah.
So exciting. So when you're not here and when you're not at home raising your beautiful child, you got some fun things happening at Prep and Pastry.
We just locked up that menu as well about a month ago.
About a month ago.
Yeah. Which, you know, everything croissant, breakfast sandwich with, herbs, pesto, prosciutto, folded egg, a couple of fun things, shishuka. You know, we kept the classics on there. We didn't tweak too much because prep's so kind of set in its ways, but we really did step the game up over there.
So much fun.
Yeah, and really elevating the pastry program now.
Yeah.
Just really, you know.
Well, I guess you have to with a name like Prep and Pastry.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, just really kind of getting organized, and it's feeling good. You know, the company's having fun.
Well, so, as it should, because so. this whole concept, you know, Aries, is it Collective?
Aries Collective.
Aries Collective is all about fun. It's all about the fact that food should be memorable.
Yeah.
It's all around great times. Now, speaking of great times and memorable experiences, you guys are kind of doing some fun date night stuff here at Commoner & Co.?
We are. We're going to be doing just kind of like a mixed match of different, you know, a starter, a glass of wine or a cocktail, beer, and a couple entrees finished with a shared dessert. We're going to be starting that up and sending the email blast out shortly and just kind of starting it. You know, we have a couple nights up here, the fried chicken night on Tuesdays, which really keeps us packed, which is, you know, it's still a thing up here.
I mean, fried chicken.
It's a thing every night of the week here, apparently, as I look around.
Yeah, right. No, and, you know, the half-price bottle of wine Mondays.
Right.
And, so we wanted to kind of fill in all those, you know, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays and Saturdays. You know, we have the neighborhood here, but we wanted to kind of fill in those days and give some other options. So
Day night. You know, it's always day night for Nancy and myself whenever we come in here. But it's nice to know that it has a name, and we can, you know, kind of renew our vows together every time we come into Commoner.
I don't know why you guys come here, because we don't stop talking your ear off. So, I mean, it's like a date plus like 10 other people chatting your ear off with while you're eating. So
dig it. Commoner & Co., come on here for a happy hour for a great dinner. You guys are still killing out, kicking out brunch on Sundays?
We're still doing brunch. So we really kind of took a step back and looked at our past brunch menu and really just said, what are we doing here? You know, we got prep and pastry.
Right.
You know, we're getting a little, you know, Kyle stepped on in and said, you know, step aside, as he should, and took that over. And it's just a really clean, simple brunch menu, nothing crazy, nothing like a huge menu or anything. But if you don't want to wait in the, you know, the line down at prep, head
on
up
over
here.
The Commoner.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
And that's all we're trying to do up here.
Great. I got to ask you, Kyle Nottingham, before we leave, if you, I'm sure Nathan lets you go home every now and then.
Sometimes.
If you were tasked with going home and taking everything out of your refrigerator, the Nottingham family fridge has to be emptied except for one item. What is the one thing that Chef Kyle Nottingham cannot live without at home?
That's a hard one. I think jelly. As weird as that sounds, like,
jelly.
I have to have jelly in there. You know,
it's
got like, I don't know.
He wasn't making jelly at Miraval, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so like, that's my go-to.
Chef Kyle Nottingham, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Nathan Aries from Aries Collective. Kim Kaiser, General Manager. Tom Lapidat, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So much fun. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be on my website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on up and join us at Commoner & Co.
News at the top and bottom of the hour.
Stay up to date at 1041kqth.com.
It's 1041kqth HD. KQTH, Tucson's news and